Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
If you take this here tooth and make a sword out of it, you'll have a very successful life and grow a manly beard.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Well, our show's called What's Wrong With Wrestling, but man, the Cena thing of Money in the Bank, Raw had some fun things. I don't know.
Wait, what?
What do you think?
Huh?
What was
I think
that?
We have a button for that.
We do?
Which one?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Come
something
on.
About Raw being fun. Maybe it's...
Nothing about Monday I'm Night sorry. Raw that is fun.
I thought Raw was kind of fun.
Did you
Raw
like
was
stumble
a...
across an old episode?
Maybe.
Yeah. What were
Let's
you
see.
Watching?
Let's see.
Yeah. Opposed, like aside from John Cena opening the show... The rest of the show was a train wreck.
We had a Money in the Bank cash-in that
the
I
worst, probably the worst one we've ever seen.
That is not the worst one we've
the
ever
worst,
seen.
The worst successful cash-in of all time. A crossbody. A crossbody.
Usually they just
champion.
Roll them up. Usually they just roll them up because the person's dead in the ring.
If they're dead, but yeah, a crossbody. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
That was fucking terrible.
I just like cash-ins. I like anything. At least they're trying stuff.
I said they always burn one. They don't want to have two Money in the Bank people.
Right.
Now, I thought Nikki would be a failed one. You know, I was just speculating. But, you know, shocker, it wasn't. Charlotte can kick out of a riptide. She can kick out of a lot of shit, but a crossbody?
She was tired.
Off the top rope?
She was tired. She
that's
just wrestled
Nikki's
the whole
finisher.
Match.
I guess that's Nikki's finisher now because she's a superhero.
Yeah, crossbody.
Almost a superhero.
Right.
They go, the winner of the match and the new Raw Women's Champion, almost a superhero, Nikki A.S.H.
No,
so her name
they
is,
don't even say Ash. They say A-S-H.
A-S-H, whatever. Is, so her name is almost a superhero, Nikki, almost a superhero.
Yes.
Correct.
That's
Perfect.
What the announcer basically said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
And then, of course, we're forgetting about the absolute worst part was when a 70-year-old man came back
72.
To challenge. 72-year-old man
yeah.
came
we had
back
a debut
to challenge for everyone's grandpa, basically.
Mm-hmm. Had a big debut.
We had a couple. Oh, we had a return. What a debut it was.
Hey, jokey guys over here.
What a debut it was.
What, you have to win your first match
Are
every time?
Are you on drugs?
They're setting this up so that
Who
once.
Gave you the drugs?
Who gave
Hardy,
you the drugs?
So Hardy,
Hardy
comes to
Hardy
NXT.
Gave him the drugs.
Oh, Joe applied to be the ring announcer for WWE. That's what happened.
What are you talking about?
That's what happened.
That's it.
Joe's trying to get hired.
Whatever.
He's got his tryout in Vegas.
Andrew, that's ridiculous. This might have been the best Raw I've seen ever. This might have been the best
this
Raw
This tops I've seen. Mankind winning the belt on Monday Night Raw.
By leaps and bounds.
It had four of the top five greatest moments of the history of Raw. Yeah, the return of Keith Lee. Amazing. Yeah.
Oh, did
Karrion
you see
Cross's
that?
Debut.
Did you see that Alexa's Playground segment?
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, man. Just
bust a nut.
Amazing stuff. Good Lord.
Bust a cap.
Oh,
Jesus.
Man. It's so hard to be positive because they just don't allow it on the show.
Correct. Yeah.
And I mean Raw. I mean, WWE, they don't allow anything. I'm just laughing.
Look,
I predicted Nikki winning. Didn't think it'd be that fast. But honestly, I said it would probably be quick to take the title off Charlotte so she can get up to 17. So they don't have to wait till she's 40 because they don't want her when she's 40. She's already deteriorating now. They need to get her to 17 probably in the next 18 months.
Yeah.
And be like,
next four.
Sorry, you're not fuckable anymore by men. So
jeez.
Well, that
men
was,
don't consider you fuckable.
Yeah, that was a while out. Back.
I was more pissed that I've missed seeing a live cash-in again by
but
one this, show,
but,
by 24
but even
hours.
If you saw this one, you'd be like, Okay.
A cash in live is a cash in live.
No, that's not. No, no,
no,
that's
not true. No,
no, no.
I know cash ins.
That's like saying sex is sex. There's bad sex. There's been times where it's like, I regret doing this.
Come on.
Yeah.
Pizza's like sex.
We've all had stories.
It's still good, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even when it's bad, it's still sex.
Yeah.
Not always. We've talked about
some. It's still vagina.
We've all had some regrets.
The vagina.
What if vagina. But what if it's not vagina?
Well, then.
The vagina.
Just kidding.
Good God.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, anyways, moving on.
We got six new patrons this week. You know, the fans are coming back, and now our fans are coming back.
Yeah.
Now that WWE has fans, it's helping us a little bit. We're getting some patrons back.
Yeah.
These are all new patrons, though. So thank you to Matt, Ben Van D, Michael Santos, Ben Scahan, Thomas Angelo, and T.
T's been here before. He's a returning.
Yeah.
T.
I think T's the only person I got their name right. T. Yeah.
Return.
Or is it T? I don't know. Maybe I fucked it up.
It might be T.
Yeah. Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling like these six fine people did.
Yeah.
Go check out our Money in the Bank recap.
Yeah.
We were in Fort Worth for it. So
we were.
We saw stuff that you didn't,
quite
frankly. Like John Cena's speech afterwards, and
how about do?
We gave our grades on Money in the Bank.
Yeah,
so go check it out.
This could also be your first time listening.
Yeah.
To us.
That's right.
You may have gotten one of our cards.
We handed out a ton of cards.
Cards.
Yes.
If this is your first time, welcome.
Welcome.
Strap in.
Strap in. Yes.
Yeah.
What Eric said.
It might get a little turbulent here.
Strap on. Shortly. Strap on in. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. That's. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So Raw opens with John Cena.
Abadu.
A huge pop again.
Huge of course, pop. Of course.
Just like on Sunday.
Very little. You sucks.
And right away he was great. Take a listen.
Now I know what everybody's thinking. Yes, I probably will wear the Peacemaker outfit to the Suicide Squad premiere. I am here tonight to explain myself after an unexpected John Cena meme-like return last night at Money in the Bank. So I showed up and I ruined the championship celebration of Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns was angry, Paul Heyman was confused, Michael Cole was very excited, Pat McAfee still couldn't see me, and everybody had a lot of questions.
Yeah, I like the Cole line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Cole was very excited. Oh my God, Cena's here! Oh my God, Cena's here!
Where?
Now,
I have a question. Is he going to wear the Peacemaker outfit to SummerSlam?
Yeah, let's hope.
Yeah.
Sure.
He says, the first question was, who brought me back? And of course,
Triple H.
It was the WWE Universe, but it was also Roman Reigns.
So that brings me to the what. What am I here for? The WWE Universal Championship. When? About 5 weeks from now, little event called SummerSlam. Where? Allegiant Stadium, Las Vegas. That's a pretty safe place to bet. Why? Here's where it gets interesting. I can stand here excited and tell you about the pageantry of SummerSlam, about being a main event in a packed stadium. I can tell you about a history-making, record-breaking 17th championship win. It's not because of any of that. It's because
and then they cut the feed on TV.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, they cut the audio. Yeah, yeah.
They cut the audio.
That's why I was asking if you had the raw.
No.
Because it was unedited somewhere.
Cena said Roman Reigns is an asshole, and the crowd went wild.
Yeah.
So that might have just been him.
So you can say shit, but not asshole? Shit's got to be worse than
shit.
Asshole.
They bleep shit, too.
They didn't bleep shit last week when Lashley was like, enough of this shit.
Enough of this bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit. See, they'll let bullshit, but they won't let shit.
Oh.
I swear to God.
Come on.
Yeah. Now, they've also been selective at times where they don't bleep stuff, and they do. Yeah. Like when Corey Graves did the holy shit line.
Yeah.
It was just like, all right. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. That also felt like that could have just been Cena just doing his own thing there. Like, I'm going to say it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Vince, you know, what are you going to do? Vince, tell me not to come back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, pressing the dump button.
He has all the power. So he says, you know, this pathetic Roman Reigns experience has gone on long enough. Roman Reigns is an arrogant, self-absorbed, overhyped, overprotected, overexposed gimmick who's not as over as he says he is, and that's coming from me.
It's a good line.
And then he looks in the camera to tell Reigns, I'm going to be at SmackDown on Friday, and I can't wait to see you there. Mm. So it just seems like they want us to forget that these two ever had a match.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Where Cena lost.
Cena lost.
It was like Superman versus Aquaman, basically.
Right. And it was that No Mercy. They just, like, they blew this match at a No Mercy pay-per-view.
Right.
Yeah.
So then Riddle comes out. And
to ruin the day?
To ruin the segment. He and Cena just call each other bro for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I didn't understand. I didn't get this.
Right.
I take back everything I said.
If anything, if anyone.
I didn't get it.
No.
If anyone should have come out, it should have been R-Truth, because he keeps saying John Cena's my hero.
Right.
This is his first time back in forever.
And he was on the show later.
He was.
For 3 seconds.
Barely on the show later. Yeah.
But,
oh, boy. So next up.
Still getting a paycheck.
That's right. Next up, we have Riddle and the Viking Raiders versus AJ Styles, Omos, and John Morrison in a why is this happening match.
Yes.
We have no reason to know why this is happening, but it was happening.
We got Wheelchair Miz ringside. Ivar did a nice moonsault off the top rope, but Morrison moved out of the way. Then Riddle squirts Omos in the back with the drip stick and tosses it to the Miz. So
pulls
Omos,
the Guerrero.
Yeah, Omos thinks Miz did it. Morrison gets in between them, so Omos beats up Morrison, throws him in the ring. And then the Viking Raiders hit the Viking Experience for the win. Mm. And then, what's the new guy's name? The announcer, Jimmy Smith?
Yeah.
Right? He said, since, you know, like, the Viking Raiders, since they beat John Morrison, now they get another shot at the tag titles next week.
What?
Because they beat John Morrison.
Also, if they would have lost to John Morrison,
they would have
gotten another shot at the tag team.
They lost clean at Money in the Bank.
Clean.
And they beat John Morrison, and who's not the tag champion.
No.
What about Shotzi and Knox? I mean, how many times do they have to beat the champs?
Yeah.
Just to get a shot.
Well, definitely again Friday.
There's no consistency whatsoever.
Or does this start the one-on-one matches now?
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to do that. Oh, God.
I really thought they would have taken the titles off of AJ and almost because it's nothing anymore. I think you need AJ Styles to be a singles wrestler right now.
Yeah.
He needs to be going up against top names like Rollins. I don't give a fuck how many times they've done it. On any of these guys, Edge and like all these guys that he can be fighting right now. Cena's back. Who the fuck knows?
Even Lashley.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Yes, anybody. Any of these guys. You know, what about a Styles-Kofi match? Kofi turns or no, Styles is a bad guy right now. Like any of these would be great. And he's stuck in this stupid thing.
I think it's because they want Riddle and Orton to beat them for it. At SummerSlam.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I picked them to retain.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe.
So, Styles needs to be a singles guy. Yeah. I mean, you could have Omos and just have him help you win matches. But once
Omos
that's
will
done,
be a great 24/7 champion one day.
Serious. That's about the height of his career after these tag belts.
And you can't teach that.
He's a future endeavored.
Yeah.
Because he can't do anything.
No. He's a horrible actor. We saw it in person.
He can't wrestle.
Yeah.
The greatest giant guy of all time, right? And I'm talking about like anyone that's bigger than the Big Show.
Yeah.
Was probably the Great Khali because he actually won the title and he lasted, even though he couldn't move.
He was terrible.
I mean, he couldn't even move.
This was his finisher.
Yeah. He couldn't even move.
I just slap you on your head.
Yeah. The giant
and you
Gonzalez.
Die.
My eyeballs explode out.
So, Viking Raiders get another title shot for some reason. Mm. Next up, we have Elias versus Jackson Ryker.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, that if you count every time the word rematch was said, that's how many times we've seen this match.
Is it, though?
But this time...
I think we're short some.
But this time it's a Symphony of Destruction match, which they've done way too much.
Too
lately.
Many times.
Yes. Yeah. But I can't wait till that's a pay per view.
I know. The whole pay per view.
WWE.
Don't do it!
Symphony of Destruction.
We're going to have a guitar match, okay? What about this feud? They're going to have a piano match.
And this feud,
the
violin.
They're
going to have a drum off.
Yeah.
No, anyways. What about the five drum match that they had for the IC title?
Right. But yeah, this match was brought to you by Liberty Mutual and the new Monday Night Raw robot. Did you guys see the Monday Night Raw robot?
I did. I wasn't sure what I was seeing.
I think Vince was watching NFL and he was like, oh, the Fox, they've got a robot. Let's get a robot.
Yeah.
Bottom right?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Vince, why did you create a Monday Night Raw robot?
I'm a genius.
Oh, hang on a second. I just had an epiphany.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Raw Robot.
I love you.
And it's only a top half of a, it's a robot head, a body and arms. There's no legs.
Oh, so it's a Muppet.
Did you not see it?
No, I didn't.
I only saw it. I think the only time they showed it was for the Elias Riker match. And then the CGI robot flies to the screen and then turns and sprays fire to show Liberty Mutual. It was like, what the fuck is going on? Anyways, as for the match, Riker breaks guitar over Elias's back, but that's just to take us to commercial break.
Yeah.
Usually that would end the match. They fight on a piano for what felt like forever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then Elias hit Riker twice with the cello, but Riker kicked out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a cello, right? Hollow.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Whatever. He had to hit him like twice because it didn't break the first time.
Right.
You know? But in the end, at least they had a really good spot at the end. Riker suplexed Elias off the second rope and threw two tables on the floor.
That was nice. Yeah.
Riker got the win. Which he's won every one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How is this a feud?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is, we joke, but I think this is their fourth match.
Right. Is there
he's won every time.
Is there a mercy rule?
Seriously.
Like, okay, we don't have to continue this feud because I've won four times now.
They did kind of say, I mean, that, they could be fucking with us, but they were like, the commentary did kind of say, like, this is the last one. So cross your fucking fingers.
Only fucking hope.
Hopefully Vince remembers next week.
Elias
and Riker.
How long before he gets a title?
Riker?
Yeah.
He's not getting it.
They're pushing him like crazy.
Well,
it's over now.
One guy.
This is it. It's over now.
Yeah.
Right.
He's not going to do anything.
This is filler. This is a filler push.
Yeah. I guess so.
I feel that.
No, and why? The guy that's actually talented is getting jobbed out.
I know.
Elias.
I know.
Like, that's the guy you push.
He has that, like, not as big as Rusev, but he has... There was a time where he was almost there.
He was there.
He was almost there.
Yeah.
And they just did. They dropped the ball
again. They were going crazy for him, man.
I've seen him get, like, nuclear heat.
Yeah, the fucking Seattle thing. And
Sure.
No, he had those chants, man, for a while.
Walk with Elias.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Backstage, Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville tell Mansoor that he will be in front of the WWE Universe for the first time. Lies.
What?
Yes.
I need like a liar button or something.
Yeah. I don't even understand that.
That is lies. He is undefeated in Saudi Mania.
Right.
He has been on NXT where he's had matches. Main event where he's had matches. Yes. When there were crowds.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah. I guess they just completely forgot that a year and a half ago they had an audience.
Right.
They're acting they've never had an audience
I don't even
before.
Understand what the gain is. What they're gaining by lying to these fans. Like, oh, maybe if they think Mansoor hasn't wrestled in front of fans, they'll be more, like, inclined to want to see it?
He's literally only won in front of fans. Like, Jesus.
He got called up to Raw. He's had, like, two matches.
Yeah.
And then every week he's just backstage with Ali. And so...
Not doing shit.
Mustafa Ali walks in and Sonya tells him, we approved your request to compete as a tag team next week on Raw. Ali says, I didn't make any requests. And Mansoor says, I did. I realize now you've just been trying to help me. So let's be a tag team.
Yeah.
And Ali says, fine, just this one time. And you better not screw it up.
Why does he want to be with Ali? Ali sucks.
He does.
You know what I mean?
He was like, too stupid to grab the briefcase before Lesnar ran down.
Right.
Yeah.
30 seconds.
Who's the real idiot?
30 seconds.
Idiot.
Yeah. Right.
So they walk away, but then Sheamus walks up complaining that he has to face Humberto Carrillo again. But it's because Sheamus attacked Carrillo before their last match.
At least this had like an explanation.
Sure.
Instead, they're just like, well, they're just fighting again.
This wasn't... Okay, we'll get back to that later. Next up, we have Charlotte Flair's championship celebration. She gets in the ring and says, this feels good. Yeah. That's what I did. I Ralphed for 5 minutes. She also says Rhea Ripley could do as many of my moves as she wants, but she will never measure up to the original. Then the crowd chants for Becky Lynch, and Charlotte says Becky is at home breastfeeding while I'm dominating the entire women's division,
yeah.
Which Becky later tweeted, breastfeeding at home and still the most over woman in the division.
Accurate.
Very accurate.
100%.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe Pisano. We will see you in Vegas for your interview. Why do we poop on Flair so much? I mean, come on. She's not the greatest woman's champ of all time.
Well, we had a bracket 13 to decide that.
Time
Go
champ?
Check out our bracket on who's the best woman wrestler ever.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, it ain't her.
It ain't her.
Joe Pisano made sure of that.
Did I?
Probably.
I fucking made sure of that too. So, yeah, I mean, Stacy Keibler beat Charlotte in the first round. Spoiler alert.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
Don't disrespect this podcast like that.
So Charlotte says she's the only 11-time women's champion in the history of WWE, which is funny because everyone's been like, how many title reigns has she had? But they're going with 11, whatever, you know, so she's claiming it's 11.
They said it's 11?
She said 11.
Did that what we came up with?
No.
We had like 14.
She's not counting NXT.
She did.
No.
She counted it on the show. She did. She said one NXT, five on Raw, and then five on SmackDown.
Okay. I guess so. The Divas six, title, they're not counting?
They're not.
Oh, no, she counted the Divas title.
Not the NXT.
Not the NXT.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so they don't count that.
But that's just one more. Yeah. She counted the Divas title.
She wasn't a two-time champ?
No, NXT? She said one Divas title. No.
Okay.
Oh, no, she was. She didn't count NXT at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
That's where it was.
Yeah.
Because she's a two-time.
So 11.
Yeah, so NXT doesn't count. Whatever. She says she could beat Rhea Ripley any night of the week. And then Rhea Ripley comes out and says, how about tonight?
So, you know what that means.
Charlotte reminds Rhea that she destroyed her knee last night and says, for your own sake, I'll decline. And then Pierce and DeVille come out and they say the match is happening tonight.
Mm.
And then Charlotte kicks her heel off and kicks Rhea's knee before leaving the ring.
Ouch.
We'll get back to this later.
And then
we will get back to this later.
Joe saw Charlotte's foot.
Bust a nut. I've seen it before.
And I went...
Yeah.
Next up, we have
lies.
You mean your dick went?
Oh, lies!
Oh no! Oh, sorry, that was premature. We have Nia Jax,
my hole,
and Shayna Baszler versus Natalya and Tamina.
No, I love it. You have to do that when a rematch hits. 20 times
rematch.
In a 6-month calendar, you have to hit that button. Come on, why are they even there? Why are we? What is the, was it even for a title? It wasn't even for the title.
No.
No.
Yeah, so it wasn't even a title match.
No.
What is happening?
Shayna does her stomp to Natalya's arm, which used to automatically end a match and take you to the local medical facility.
You're out for weeks.
Yes. Now it just kind of hurt for a few seconds.
Now it's an owie.
Natalya was like, and then she threw a punch with that same arm.
She tagged up.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
She put a Band-Aid on her boo-boo.
Boo-boos.
Boo-boo. So Tamina gets on the top rope, but Reginald hops on the apron to distract her. Natalya pulls him down. Shayna kicks Natalya. And then Tamina super kicks Shayna for the win.
Uh-huh.
After the match, Shayna tells Nia, we were unstoppable. It's not me. It's not you. It's him. And then Nia looks at Reginald and says, she's right. And she headbutts Reginald.
I'm sorry. I love you.
Yeah.
So he's done. I was like, oh, great. Maybe we'll never see him again.
Yeah, yeah.
But then Akira Tozawa runs out.
You thought too soon.
Followed by the rest of the jobbers. Drew Gulak, R-Truth, and Lince Dorado all fall over each other.
Yes.
Like complete fucking idiots.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
There's only three of them.
Mm-hmm.
They all fall over each other, and they're dead. for the rest of this segment.
Yes.
They're on the ground because they tripped.
Have you ever tripped down the ramp of a WWE show?
No.
That's hardcore.
Oh, okay.
Bang, blood, and knee.
That is a steel ramp.
Rolling it. Yeah, steel reinforced ramp.
The stage now, I mean, like, you know, the big screen looks cool in person, but the stage now for these shows is like 3 inches off the ground.
Right.
It's like, you know, I miss the high stages because then you would throw people off the stage and it meant something.
I know.
Now you can't do it.
Right. And now you can't see anybody
coming. No.
You know, like when you're in the arena, if you have floor seats for sure, you can't see them come out.
Even from where I was sitting, where I was sitting for the whole Money in the Bank.
Probably the most expensive
seats. It's like the best seat because you're eye level with the ring.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And like I saw Cena come out of the tunnel, but then when he's running or when anyone's walking, you can't see them.
Yeah.
So that's the bad part about it. So Akira Tozawa gets in the ring, laughs at the jobbers, and then Reginald hits a few Cirque du Soleil moves and becomes the new 24/7 champion. That's what he did.
That is the most perfect description.
Hold up. And then he did that.
Yeah.
And then he did this.
Yeah.
And then he won.
That was it.
Yeah.
So, you know, at least they're shaking up the 24/7 title. Yeah. That's
Shake it up, man.
Reginald.
Did you see the one where he did this?
Oh, yeah. That was great.
That was a good one.
That was good.
That was a good one.
How dare you make Macho Man do Reginald's moves?
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Oh, boy. So, anyways, next up, we have Sheamus versus Humberto Carrillo. I'm doing it, Eric. Rematch. It has to be done. How many times have we seen this? How much money is Joe going to lose? How much money are they going to make Joe lose?
If this is your first time listening, I apologize. Andrew, it's not usually like
I want
that.
The next 20 matches that he has for the U.S. title. I would have lost. Why do this if you're never... First of all, this is a title that needs to be defended every week for real.
Yeah.
You need real mid-carders defending this title. And John Morrison should be going up for this title every week.
And it needs to be changed.
Riddle
often.
Should be fighting for this title, right? Guys like that, mid-carder guys that need a title, a little bit of push, but no,
and
it's a Sheamus, joke title.
Sheamus should not be the champ.
No, of course not. No. And it's like 24/7. Look, U.S. title. It's like right above it because no one wants it.
Sheamus has been the champion since WrestleMania.
Humberto Carrillo.
And who did he beat? It's always beaten.
And who did he beat?
That's it. Riddle.
He beat Riddle.
Yeah.
Shit.
By the way, this is a championship contenders match. What? That's what they're calling these now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You fight the champ to try to become a contender. What?
If Sheamus wins, does he become a contender?
He is the number one contender. And he's good for like the next 3 months.
Carrillo had the championship match last week. And even Pearson DeVille admit that Carrillo got fucked over by Sheamus.
Yeah.
Right? He basically cheated.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you're going to get a rematch. No, not for the title. So this match, I'm just going to tell you what happens at the end because who cares? Carrillo punches Sheamus's steel face mask.
Right.
And then goes.
It's made of steel.
Why would you have a mask? I mean, I get it. But like still, like that can't feel good on your face.
No.
A steel face mask.
Usually they're plastic.
Oh, I'm sure it's got the little puffy things.
Yeah, I'm sure it's plastic in real life. But he punches Sheamus's mask. Ah! And then he gets broke kicked.
That's it.
Sheamus wins.
Did he get headbutted with it too?
You dumb bastard.
I don't care.
I mean, that should be his new finisher, obviously, with the mask.
I don't care.
Fucking headbutt him.
Yeah.
Right. That's ridiculous. It's like they're trying to do the D'Lo thing, you know.
Right,
he's wearing that vest.
Bulletproof vest.
Oh, he's wearing that steel face mask.
Steel reinforced.
That frog splash had no effect on him.
No.
God.
All right, so next up. Oh, God. Here we go. Bobby Lashley issues an open challenge. First, they cut a promo, and some fans were already chanting for Goldberg. So, shame on you fans.
You think they were chanting it, or you think they were piping it in?
No, it was very faint.
Yeah.
It was like a couple guys going like, Goldberg!
We know it's happening!
Goldberg!
Sucks.
So, MVP says no one will take the championship from the Almighty. Lashley says, who's going to accept the open challenge? The music hits! And it's the return of Keith Lee.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Hey.
All right.
Maybe Goldberg's not showing up. Whoops.
Alistair.
So Keith Lee, this is his first match since like February, I think.
Yeah.
Like he's been gone for that long. Maybe March. At the latest, it's March. This is another championship contenders match.
Right. We'll see.
Fingers crossed, Keith.
Yeah.
Lashley spears Lee outside the ring. Lashley tries to put him in the Hurt Lock, but Lee doesn't let him. And then in the end, Lashley gives Lee the big spine buster and another spear for the win. Lee's done.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Fuck you.
Good night now. Can I go back to NXT?
Why return?
Can I go back to NXT? Fuck you. Sit down.
Yeah.
I'll call you in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I have to come everywhere we go? You do.
Yeah.
Right.
God.
Like, okay, return. Let him beat some other fuck.
Right.
Don't give him Lashley if he's going to fucking lose. But whatever. They don't care about him. So.
Nope.
After the match, the music hits. And the dirt sheets were right.
Shit.
Oldberg is back. Does his long, stupid entrance.
Do we have anything on the soundboard for Oldberg?
Well, first, let's hear what Goldberg has
to say.
Well,
before we do that, the pop was huge because fuck you, fans in Dallas. Guys, come on. I get it. Like, oh! But then immediately okay, I cheered because something happened. I get that.
Yeah.
Live show. And then just go, okay, it is Goldberg confirmed. Boo! I'll boo! And then boo him out of the stadium.
They could have piped it in.
Right.
But they didn't.
Well, they could have.
What do you mean?
They could have piped it in for TV.
Oh, yeah. You think that there's a chance they booed the shit out of him?
No, not booed the shit out of him, but maybe the pop wasn't as loud as, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe.
I mean, honestly.
But fans, that's the thing. Every time he returns, he gets a chance.
Right.
Yeah. There are people that like him. I don't know who these people are. They must be mentally ill.
I don't want to know these people.
But I guess you have to be a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oldberg gets in Lashley's face, and he says what we all feared.
I'm on next!
Hold on. We have some...
Stupid.
Yeah.
Who are you calling stupid, though? McMahon?
Vince McMahon, yeah, sure. Roman Reigns, they asked, hey, Roman Reigns, did you see Goldberg return on Raw? And he said...
I don't watch Raw.
Yeah.
Still.
Still doesn't watch.
Good. I'm jealous of Roman.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Jinder Mahal. You know, he's great at those. Mahal says, today is a great day. It's my birthday, and Drew McIntyre is not Mr. Money in the Bank. And the crowd cheers.
Yeah.
They cheered that McIntyre is not Mr. Money in the Bank.
Right.
Then Shanky, real wrestling name, starts to sing happy birthday to Mahal, but McIntyre shows up and hits Mahal in the back with a chair.
Yeah.
Veer also gets a chair shot, but Shanky gets a bunch of chair shots.
20.
Yeah.
As Mahal and Veer watch on the stage.
The crowd counted.
So, yeah.
That's a lot.
What a great feud.
Great feud.
Culminating at SummerSlam.
In a triple threat with Heath Slater. He's coming back.
God.
Why not?
That'd actually be good.
Might as well.
Make Heath the referee.
Yeah.
Hey, Heath, can you get out of your Impact contract?
He goes,
the contract's just written on my hand. So I just wash my hands and that's it.
That was a better joke than mine.
The contract's actually on this edible cracker, so. All gone.
Yeah. Next up, we have Jeff Hardy versus the Raw in-ring debut of the NXT champion, Karrion Kross.
The dominating, scary TikTok.
Has never lost in NXT.
Yes.
And no Scarlett.
No Scarlett.
No Scarlett.
How stupid.
Now, if you
She's
don't...
such a big part of his gimmick.
If you don't watch NXT, this guy came out and you're probably like, who's this fucking piece of shit loser?
Yeah.
Because his entrance on Raw was nothing. He just walks through the ring. Yep. No Scarlett. Go watch his entrance in NXT. It's fucking awesome. It's one of the best entrances in wrestling right now.
Yeah.
Maybe the best.
You got a super hot, creepy girl.
Yeah.
Kind of mouthing the words. It's so great.
Yeah.
It's
she so sings great. The song.
Yeah.
She's not there.
Yeah.
Why?
How's the song being sung, Ben?
Right. So there's nothing cool about his entrance on Raw. Jeff Hardy came out to his old theme, No More Words.
That I always like that.
Which that's his normal, that's going to be his entrance music going forward.
You confirmed that with WWE officials?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. He said that for a long time.
Oh, he did.
He said, once fans are back, I'm going back to No More Words.
Nice.
So Jeff hits a twist of fate and goes for the Swanton Bomb, but Kross moves. He goes for his finisher. I think this is it.
Yep.
But Jeff moves out of the way. And then shortly after that, Jeff pins Kross, puts his feet on the ropes, and wins with a roll up.
Yeah, he cheated to even beat him.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Jeff Hardy.
I'm guessing this is going to set up Jeff Hardy versus Karrion Kross on an episode of NXT for the NXT title. No, seriously.
I think it'll just
Jeff Hardy's going to be the oldest NXT champion.
No, he won't
ever.
Beat him. That's
no,
what
I think it'll just be another. I think it'll just be on Raw.
But he came out with the title, so he's obviously going to.
Oh, by the way, Jeff Hardy beat a champion, Joe.
Oh, and new. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
NXT champion. Wow.
Right, good for him. So. Let's say, you know, there's certainly fans that watch Raw that don't watch NXT, right? Raw is like double the ratings, at least.
Yep.
And they don't watch NXT. Why would you watch NXT after seeing the champion get beat by a roll-up?
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Oh, these guys all suck.
Vince McMahon. Yeah.
That's what you would think.
Vince McMahon must be pissed at Triple H right now.
And then,
like, seriously have some issue with him.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, oh, there's your monster champion that's never lost on television?
Right.
Oh, I'm going to have him lose. Suck it. And then Vince just looked at Triple H as Triple H fucking cried his eyes out.
He's like, hey, Hunter, suck my dick.
Like, Triple H, at this point, might just be like, come out to Raw one day, like, I'm going to cut a promo, hype in my next match.
Yeah.
And instead he just goes to shoot. He goes, Stephanie, we're divorced, Vince. Fuck you, AEW.
Hold on, it takes
and
a while.
He's gone.
W.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the fifth VP there. So
I told Cody I'd give him back his name.
I wouldn't even blame him. Like, this is so fucked
up.
I'm
VP of wrestling stuff.
Yeah. This is so fucked. But apparently this is Cross is on Raw now, apparently.
Yeah.
He's on both shows.
He is?
That's what they're saying.
That's what we're saying.
Right.
Kevin Patrick interviewed him, and he said Jeff Hardy made the biggest mistake of his life because in the end, everyone will fall and pray.
So Samoa Joe beats him and goes, I guess you get to go to Raw. I'm staying here at NXT.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because NXT is advertising that Samoa Joe is going to talk about the thing that happened with Cross last week.
Yeah.
And I was joking with Andrew. I was like, he's just going to come out and be like, Cross, I saw what happened on Monday, and we're good, man.
We're good.
You got yours.
I couldn't possibly humiliate you any more than Vince McMahon did.
Yeah.
Just awfulness.
Yeah.
Speaking of awfulness, we have Alexis Playground.
Yeah.
Her special guest is Lily.
Ah.
She's back. Alistair. Yeah.
Great.
However, Eva Marie and Doudrop show up, and Eva threatens to have Doudrop take a shit, I think, on Lily.
I think, yeah.
Throw Lily in the trash.
You know how many donuts she had earlier, Alexa? Just saying.
So, Alexa.
It was at Money in the Bank, and I think even at SmackDown, they were selling, like, the replica Lily dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, people were sitting them in their chairs. It looked fucking creepy. Yeah,
well, they were living the gimmick.
Living the gimmick. Yeah.
Grown people had the Lily doll.
Yeah.
I would think it's all grown people that have the Lily doll.
Speaking of grown people, guess who spent zero money at the merch booth this weekend? Two wrestling shows.
That's really good, Eric.
Zero money spent at the merch booth.
We're very proud of you.
Thank you.
We really are.
Thank you.
Yeah. At Money in the Bank.
what would you order at home online?
Yeah, I didn't see him the entire time. I was like, is this Apple Watch?
Yeah.
Maybe like a
Is this
Jeff
a
Hardy?
WWE wristband?
By the way, I forgot to say this on the Money in the Bank recap. I just remembered. At Money in the Bank, Riddle did his entrance, his flip-flops.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then he throws his flip-flops into the crowd, right? I saw a 60-year-old man
holding it,
jump and fight fans to get that flip-flop.
Wow.
A 60-year-old man.
He
got it. He got it. And he was so fucking happy.
You know what would be great?
A 60-year-old man!
You know what would be great? If, like, we were right where the flip-flop was coming.
Yeah.
And you see us, like,
no!
Like, get out of the way.
We threatened to sue.
Well,
that's a man's foot was on there! A sweaty, soiled man's foot.
And a 60-year-old man
was on there.
Fought
well,
fans.
Remember, we went to a live show. Maybe it was an NXT takeover, and Riddle was there. He did the fucking flip-flop thing.
Yeah.
A fan caught it, and someone from WWE is like, we're going
to
need that flip-flop back.
Are you serious?
What?
You don't remember this?
Well, but no. He threw the flip-flops into the crowd at Money in the Bank.
And the person was like, we need the flip-flop back.
This Money
and the
too?
Fan argued with them,
yeah.
And they ended up bringing him a bag of WWE merchandise.
When was that?
For the flip flop. I think it was maybe at TakeOver New York.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's got, I mean, if he's tossed him in the crowd now, they probably get to keep him now.
Maybe. Yeah.
But I guess at that time they weren't. That's fucking weird.
But yeah, the WWE person came back with a bag of merch. It's like, okay, now can we have the fucking flip-flop?
And you're like, hold on, Lily Doll, R-Truth shirt, no.
I'll keep the flip-flop.
Right. Yeah. Bring me one of them title belts and
Right. So yeah, back to
flip-flop from Old Navy.
Back to Alexa's playground. Alexa challenges Eva to a match without Doudrop, but Eva says, "I'm not wasting any more of my time with you. Why did you even show up?"
Right.
Why?
Come on.
Then Eva starts to walk away and then does the worst pratfall in the history of pratfalls. Joe, I was offended. You must have been horribly offended by this.
I got one of those Men in Black pens and erased it from my memory. So
that's good.
That's how bad it was.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I know.
So they should have been like, all right, so try to do a pratfall. Okay, she can't do it. She can't do it! Write something else! She can't fucking do it! She's a fucking idiot! Yeah, she's fucking retarded! She's a fucking idiot!
Oh, hey, Eva.
Write something else, asshole! Why did you think she could do that? Stupid fuck. All right, Eva, we're not going to do that anymore.
We're going to get something else for you.
Like, I love, you know me, I love the off mic stuff. You know what I mean? Okay, do it. All right, hold on.
She can't do it. Give me my $20. I'll write something else. What the? Can you even take a bump? Can she even take a fucking bump in a wrestling ring?
That's amazing.
We've never seen it. Can she not take a bump? That's literally the first thing you learn. How to take a fucking bump, and she can't fall down.
Why is she here, Vince? You perverted fuck. Why is she back?
Right. There's no more mud mat. There's no more bra and panties matches.
Right.
What is her purpose?
Yeah. Best dressed?
Sometimes.
Not for me. Sometimes. So yeah, that Eva gets spooked, and Alexa laughs because she did that. Watch it. Eva trips over her own foot.
Whoa.
And she did it wrong too. Go watch. She put the her foot behind her front foot and then somehow tripped over her back foot. It made no sense. It's like, you are a fucking idiot.
Just put something in front of her. Like, make her trip for real. These are stunt people.
Yeah.
Why not?
Tell her you're going to fake a fall, but then actually put something there so she falls.
Yeah. Right.
God.
Oh, it's so bad. Then finally for the main event, we have Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair for the Raw Women's
rematch
Championship.
After rematch,
how many
after
rematches
rematch,
is that?
After rematch,
three.
After
seven.
Rematch.
Three? It's got to be more than three.
Well, it's one show.
Well, it's just
one,
you've pressed the button
two,
so many
three,
times.
Three. Okay. Four.
It is four rematches?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, Ripley put Charlotte in the figure four, but Charlotte reversed it, and Ripley made it to the ropes. Rhea hit the riptide and went for the pin, but Charlotte got her foot on the ropes. After that, Charlotte grabbed her belt and started to bail. Rhea chased after her, but Charlotte hit her in the head with the belt for the DQ. And then Ripley attacks Charlotte after the match and hits the riptide on the floor. And then Nikki Ash's music hits, and boom. Ripley throws Charlotte back in the ring. Nikki officially cashes in her Money in the Bank contract.
Helping her.
And becomes the new Raw Women's Champion with a crossbody.
Yeah.
And there you go. Greatest
and
moment.
Then Nikki celebrates in the crowd to end the show, and
sorry,
that sign guy with the red hat's back.
Yeah. Sorry, we had to pull up the fall.
Yeah.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
It's so bad. She tripped over her back foot! I told you!
She tripped over nothing!
And we're supposed to believe Lily did that?
Look.
Put the foot in front of the other foot to trip over yourself.
Right. Nothing.
Nothing happened!
So dumb. Hey, at least pan up, cameraman. Hey, director, get off of her feet. Get off of her feet! Don't talk off her feet!
That will be...
Remember, this was pre-taped, I'm sure, so...
Right, was this in front of... This couldn't have been in front of the crowd.
Andrew, remember? This was the best one she did.
There's the Simpsons quote, we did 50 takes, and that was
the best one. That was the best one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep.
That's the end of Raw.
That's it.
Nikki wins with a crossbody. Yeah. She's the champ, a crossbody.
Usually we do Raw and SmackDown and then Raw, but since we did a special SmackDown only.
Yeah.
Then what? Oh, right.
Yeah, we only have Raw this week.
So. I think they understand that.
Well, now it's time for awards. All right, so we have a special guest this week to join us for awards. Because this man pledged $100 on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. So now he is a What's Wrong With Wrestling Hall of Famer.
Boom.
And he's going to do awards with us right now. So please welcome to the show, Jalen Silva.
Hey, what's up, bud? I'm in massive debt because of this.
All right.
Well, now we feel terrible.
Unfortunately, we just started our layaway plan this week. So you did not get in on that. I want to let the fans know that, yes.
Well, that's great. I'll be able to pay everything off in time for Christmas.
That's right. All right. That's right.
Good enough. Perfect. Good enough. Yeah. Yes. Oh, man. So what did you think of Money in the Bank?
I was kind of like you. Like, everything before Cena didn't matter. It was everything was great.
That's right. How I felt. Yeah. Definitely. Well, yeah, thanks for coming on, man. You were to get started. Who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had the new Raw Women's Champion, Nikki. ASS.
ASS. Yeah. Damn. It's not good. What about you guys?
I had Goldberg.
That's always, that is always.
73-year-old man.
That's always
challenging
acceptable.
A dominant champion.
Sure. I had Nia Jax.
Nia.
Her new hair.
It looked like she was in the sauna for like 2 hours.
I thought maybe she touched an outlet with her car keys.
There you go.
You know?
She looked like fucking Sideshow Bob. I know I make a lot of Simpsons references, but yeah, she really did to me.
Like
my God!
Her and Goldberg came from the same sauna, apparently.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, God. What were they doing? What about best dressed?
Eva Marie, because you could see her vagine.
Nice. Very nice. Yes. That was well done.
Good job with the show references.
We have talent on this call.
He's got our show references that we stole from Borat.
Yes.
Penny.
I'm going to.
I've been listening since 2015. I mean, what can you say?
Wow. That's the first year we. Yeah, he's been since the beginning. Day one.
It was probably all Borat back then, right?
Right. Oh, it was horrible back then.
No, I'm sure it was.
What's Wrong With Wrestling Day One-ish?
Day one. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I had Eva Marie as well, probably for the same reason.
I'll go with Eva Marie.
I got Alexa Bliss.
See, he definitely wanted
it'll
to
happen.
Do it.
It'll
happen.
See.
We'll see. Andrew.
All right, how about this one?
Yeah,
almost. How about this one? Worst acting.
That's a lot of. I had Shanky. Sorry.
I had this dude. He came to the ring. John Cena, God bless his soul, had a Make-A-Wish kid hit the ring and start saying bro repeatedly.
Wow, John Cena making a wish live on air.
Man.
He's not going to die. He's just going to retard.
It was Riddle for me just because that was, I don't know. Either that or Eva Marie's terrible trip. I'm going to go Riddle.
I'm going Eva Marie because I went on a tirade earlier. You'll hear that when you listen to the show.
I Eva Marie as well.
Wow. Joe?
I had Shanky.
Shanky,
okay.
Yeah.
Shanky.
He's not a good singer. I'd rather hear Kali sing.
Yeah, oh, God.
Same level. Happy
birthday,
John Cena.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Next one is?
Best acting?
John Cena.
I really liked John Cena!
And his name is John Cena!
Go ahead and give us one, Jalen.
Which one?
Sweep it.
Oh. Sweep it.
Nice. There was a time I couldn't do that in my life when my throat was bad. God.
What, clear your throat?
Sweep it. I can do it now.
Before the surgery, Joe would have been.
He knows everything about us.
Yeah, he was a regular Joe Laurinaitis.
Yeah, that's right. The whole Joe soundboard. That was a great time.
I agree with Andrew.
Yeah. That's perfect.
What about worst comments?
I'm next because of fucking.
Oh, God.
That's what I had.
That's also what I had.
Yeah, sweep it. I mean, the bro thing was horrible, but just Goldberg saying he's next, and that's it. He comes into the show, he just picks a number, and he goes, oh, I must be next in line.
Yeah.
Later, bitch. Right, that's it. That's it. You just have that kind of.
Oh, you piece of shit. Best comment?
Roman Reigns is an asshole.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If only we got to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
What's funny is that, okay, on the same show you'll bleep asshole, but an hour later you'll say bullshit.
Right, that's what he said earlier.
Doesn't make Yeah, there's none.
I guess all the kids were still awake for Cena. So remember, is it Raw more exciting in the last hour or something?
Yeah. When Goldberg came out, Lashley mouthed like motherfucker and fuck this guy.
Right.
You couldn't hear it, obviously, but he sure didn't mouth it.
That's so funny.
I saw that.
And that was probably real. Thing. That was probably like really telling MVP fuck this guy.
Right.
This piece of shit.
This guy again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had Cena saying, you know, making fun of Michael Cole. Like, Michael Cole was very excited.
That's what I had.
Yes, that was also me.
Yeah. Yes. Worst match?
Go ahead. Sorry.
The guest goes first,
I'm
Eric.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Slamilton, chill.
Damn.
I had the Natalia and Tamina versus Nia and Shayna.
How was it?
Yeah,
not?
Because why? Like, how many times do we have to see this rematch after rematch after rematch?
Oh,
after rematch.
Yeah. Wait till you hear how many times I push that fucking button.
That one's gonna have to go into the Hall of Fame next.
Yeah, no shit.
She's already retired. I had Nikki versus Charlotte because I hated that cash in.
Aw,
my slow mo was the Nia and Shayna bullshit.
My worst one was Hardy versus Cross.
Okay,
and then. Are we doing slow-mo also?
Sure.
Yeah,
my slow-mo was the six-man tag.
Okay.
Yeah, my slow-mo was the six-man tag, and my worst match, gosh, I mean, any of those.
I know.
Because I'm thinking about it as you guys are saying the other ones. I was like, oh, that one. Oh, that one as well. What did you say?
For slow-mo?
Yeah, no, for worst match.
Oh, worst match was the women's tag match.
Yeah, that's mine too. Yeah, because you've seen it a million times, and there's no, it wasn't even for the titles.
Yeah.
So silly.
All right, Jalen, what about best match?
Who are you?
I chose, like, in my notes, I put, I guess, Rhea versus Charlotte.
Yeah, I didn't have one.
I guess I had Lee versus Lashley, Keith Lee.
If I had to pick one, I would pick that one. It was just the return of Keith. He did some of his moves, but no, right. I would. We've been famously not picking this lately,
right?
And I don't feel like one deserves it this week.
No, I don't think so. Worst move?
Riddle squirting his stick on Almost.
I mean, that was almost funny because
Riddle squirting all over Almost.
Yeah. The dripstick could always win. Yeah. I had Nikki with a crossbody. That's how you win the title, crossbody.
I had
Is this 1945? Like, what is going on?
Right. It's the cash in.
I had Charlotte's intentional DQ, the hitting her with the belt.
Okay.
I thought it was dumb.
Yeah, that's fine.
Best move?
That generic created wrestler doing a superplex to the outside.
Yeah, he's good.
I just put a beard on a naked man, and that's my wrestler
right
in the game.
Quick little side note, real quick.
Yeah.
All right. So Elias was out in the ring. Everyone yells, "Walk with Elias!" And here comes Riker.
Hey, everyone's tired of that.
Right.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. Not so much, buddy. We're kind of tired of you, but yeah.
It's
like fucking Riker. But yeah, that was the best spot, right?
Yeah, superplex out of the ring.
Yeah, so that's another one.
What was the team that he was on before Riker? I forget. I can't remember.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
We're just sweeping it, Joe.
Sweep it.
Worst moment or segment. This is a layup.
Fucking Goldberg.
That's it. Exactly that, too. Fucking Goldberg.
Fucking Goldberg.
Yeah.
We're going to see
Lashley. Fucking sweep it.
Sweep. He just called it.
Fucking sweep it. And then best moment or segment?
Ooh.
I picked Keith Lee because where the fuck have you been?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Long term. Yeah.
Where in the world is Keith Lee? Yeah. I had just John Cena's promo, you know?
Yeah.
For best moment.
I had the cash in.
I also had the cash in.
Cash in's a cash in.
It's a little cash in.
No.
Yes.
It's still got to be good. You still have to fucking make it good. A crossbody should not win you a title. Especially when you're kicking out of riptides and all this shit.
Okay.
Come on. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
All right.
Anyways, that is...
Andrew.
See? that is all for awards. Thanks again, Jalen, for coming on. Do you want to give your little Hall of Fame speech?
Guys... This has honestly been really cool for me because, like I said, I've been listening since 2015. Found you guys by accident back when it was What's Wrong with WWE.
Yeah.
Ooh,
how did you find us?
I was listening to some other podcast, but I can't plug them.
You can't plug them.
I think they're rules. Think it's gone anyway.
Yeah.
When I was at work, I work in 12 hours. I'm like, oh, what's wrong with WWE? That's cool. So I started it. It was like the Night of Champions 2015 preview.
Okay.
And I went all the way back to the beginning. And yeah. You guys have cracked me up ever since.
That's awesome, man.
I love the guys. We're all together in the group. Love everybody. Love you guys. Can't say that. I appreciate being on. So
thanks, Jalen.
Thanks so much, man.
I love you too, bud.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, Vince. Vince does.
I love you.
Oh, Vince loves you too. Man. Wow, that's great.
A three-way.
That was crickets.
That was crickets.
Yeah.
Andrew, sure. Andrew, you had to make it weird.
I did. Yeah. Well, thanks again, man. We appreciate the support for all the years, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Let's hope so. Take care, guys.
All right.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
See you.
Thank you.
All right.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Top five guests for sure.
Such good shit.
Such good shit. Yep. Yeah. Thank you to Jalen Silva again. If you want to do awards with us, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and join the Hall of Fame tier.
Yeah.
And you'll be on with us. So there you go.
You buy your way in.
Yeah. All right. On to breaking news. So John Cena is being advertised for every SmackDown and almost every Raw from now through SummerSlam. So
that's great. He said it wasn't one night. He's like, it's not one night. It's like seven nights.
He's going to be around until Roman murders him at SummerSlam, and then he'll be gone for a while.
Yeah.
You know, so. Also, WWE released new merch for Braun Strowman on WWEshop.com. And apparently he was also in like a WWE promo for Amazon Prime that I'm sure they filmed a long time ago, but they could have edited him out. So now people are thinking, is he returning soon?
That's such a spoiler. He has to.
That's so weird. Like, why would you do that?
They know everyone knows everything now.
Is it this one? This Monsters Are Real?
I guess. I don't know that's which new? One it is, but.
You sure it's new?
That's what the reports said. Unless they were just like, we made these shirts, we have to sell them. But
I mean, it's cheap. It's like an $8 shirt, too.
I don't know. There's a bunch. I looked on there. There was a bunch of merch. So apparently he didn't have. They took down like all of his merch and put it back up with some new stuff. So
weird.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
I guess we'll see. Maybe he's coming back for less money or something.
Yeah.
You got anything, Eric?
No.
All right. Rumor time.
Rumors.
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe.
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet.
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance.
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed.
PW Insider is reporting that talks with Daniel Bryan and WWE have fallen through. Apparently Daniel was trying to get a deal that would allow him to also work for other wrestling promotions.
Of course not.
But maybe Joe Biden can help him with that or something.
Right.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, it's funny because now what? Like AEW, Impact, New Japan, like they all have this big partnership.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think he could be going
to AEW.
He could even go to Ring of Honor and still show up.
He wouldn't do that. I'm sure he still likes money.
I'm sure.
Well, once you have kids, everything changes. You know what I mean? Right, I think eventually.
Well, isn't he like a super frugal vegan guy?
Yeah, he
doesn't mean he's frugal. He's got a Bella twin as a wife.
That is true.
There's no way.
Yeah, maybe she just spends your money.
Yeah, right.
Oh, her E-channel money? I don't know.
No, they have like a fucking wine company. They have like a clothing line. They're making like a shit ton of money.
Well, they also grew up rich anyway.
Right.
So
yeah, just look at Mr. Bella.
Yeah.
I married her for her money and her twins.
Sean Ross of Fightful is reporting that he spoke to a few anonymous NXT wrestlers about Cross losing, and one of them told him it felt like a message being sent from Vince McMahon.
Oh, God.
From NXT.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Especially to Jeff Hardy.
It's got to be. I mean, that's got to be personal. For Triple H.
Right.
Like, you fucking son of a bitch.
Why would you want to shit all on another product, though? Why?
Because Vince is senile and he's out of his mind.
Oh, my God.
He's literally out of his mind.
Wow.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And also, Monday Night Raw, this isn't really that big of a deal. I guess if you're on the West Coast, it is. But Monday Night Raw, it looks like it's going to be airing the same time on all coasts during the Olympics. So it'll be live on the West Coast.
Huh.
Which means you have to watch Raw at 5 p.m. if you watch it live.
What does the Olympics have to do with that?
I don't know. Well, the Olympics, some of it's going to be on USA. Maybe it's going to be on after, at like 8 p.m. On West Coast.
Oh, that's why. Because the Olympics have to be live everywhere.
Yeah.
So it can't be, you can't have like different things. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, anything else? It looks like it's a no. So it's trivia time.
Trivia. So
SummerSlam trivia?
Yeah. No.
John Cena trivia?
No. We're going to do some Charlotte Flair trivia. Well, not Charlotte Flair trivia necessarily.
Oh, okay.
this is from a longtime fan, Cannon Lamp, sent me this.
Okay.
So Charlotte lost on Monday night, right? And she now has the shortest Raw Women's Championship run, right?
Yeah.
Because she lost it as soon as she got it for that run, right? Understand?
Yeah.
So who has the shortest SmackDown Championship run?
Women's SmackDown?
Yeah.
So this would be since 2016.
Is it Alexa Bliss?
No.
Oh, it's Charlotte.
It is? When?
Bailey cashed in on her.
It is Charlotte.
Yeah, she won and then got
so she has the shortest Raw and SmackDown title runs.
Yeah.
What about NXT women's title?
Charlotte?
It is Charlotte.
Yeah.
When she beat Rhea Ripley recently, and then lost it to
Shirai. 2 months later.
Yeah. All right, you might not get this one. This one's hard. The women's tag titles.
I mean, okay.
The shortest run with those?
Shortest run. It was 42 days.
Charlotte and Asuka?
It is Charlotte and Asuka. Charlotte holds the shortest title run because she gets so many titles, you have to take it off of her.
Right, yeah.
She has the shortest title run out of every championship, every Jesus woman's current championship.
I wonder how long Kyrie had at NXT because she didn't have it for long either. That's got to be really close.
But yeah.
Yeah, Charlotte's been cashed in on half the time.
Right,
right.
There's been four cash-ins. And Charlotte was the last two.
Because she's always the champ.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
Makes sense. Good job. Thanks, Cannon.
Yeah, definitely. All right, fan questions. That's a little music.
It's my new screen shaver.
Mm.
Oh.
The pick of Alexa that
I took.
Did you
say screen shaver?
Screen shaver.
Okay.
Yeah, like watch.
You shave your balls with it.
Hello.
It's the new Manscaped
app. Well, now that it's Alexa. Isn't that awesome, though? That's like a real picture.
Awesome and creepy.
Yeah.
All right, James Mahone. Was John Cena part of the quarterly brand-to-brand invitational, or was he a...
That's an interesting
question. I guess he's still a free agent. He's still he's still not getting paid.
Right, right.
But he just loves us that much.
He does.
What a guy.
Well, he's got that DC Extended Universe money. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sam the Man Garcia going to SmackDown Live this Friday. I'll keep you guys posted if any dark or off TV segments. Cool. Oh, yeah. Let us know if British Bulldog's son wrestles again.
Teams up with, one of the guys from MSK.
Yeah.
Yeah. MSK.
Oh, God. Yeah. Zaheen Rahman, do you guys feel perpetually confused about which matches are for the title and which aren't? I feel like commentary doesn't help with that either. Well, yeah, especially now that it's a championship contenders match. Like,
right.
Whatever the fuck that means.
Right.
It's fucking ridiculous. Pedro, I saw you on TV hating on Big E's win. That's all I want to say. I assume he's talking about me, but that's not true. I was not hating on Big E's win. Maybe I wasn't jumping for joy, but I didn't hate Big E winning.
No.
That's why I was just like, oh, okay. I mean, I was definitely rooting for Kevin Owens, knowing he wasn't going to win in that match. But
for sure.
Being there live, you get a little more excited about it. Maybe he can win.
Yeah.
But no, I don't hate Big E winning. I think it would have been a better story if Big E cashed on Kofi after Kofi beats Lashley.
That would have been amazing.
But, Goldberg. Yeah. Goldberg's got to ruin any cool storylines.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Hans the Moment Hart. Trivia. What is the current women's championship? I'm sorry. What's the current women's champion Nikki Cross's finisher? It's a crossbody.
Yeah. Nikki Crossbody.
Yeah. Nikki Crossbody. He says, I have no idea because I don't remember ever her winning a match. It used to be that neck breaker, but now I guess it's just a crossbody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're a superhero. And she flies by falling down. Jacob Ayerts, what do you see next for Keith Lee after his loss to Lashley? Termination papers, probably.
Bummer.
I don't know. Beating John Morrison in a match.
Okay, that's more like it.
That's it.
That's a good one.
Yeah. 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 And that's
perfect. 24/7. He's just running in the 24/7 run.
Yeah. Brian, how many patrons would it take to have weekly bonus episodes? Oof. That's going to be a lot.
2,000.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'd probably do it.
When we get there, we'll let you know. Todd Fricker, Pushfire Barry, shit your pants in public.
Uh-huh.
Have doo-doo drop puke into your mouth. Or have Goldberg win the WWE title.
Oh, man.
Obviously, fire Goldberg.
Fire Goldberg.
That's easy.
Push shit in my pants?
Yeah. Because your mouth?
I don't want to get
Barry shit in my mouth.
Who's going to
shit? No, puke in your mouth.
Oh, puke in your mouth.
That's still, but still. Read it again? Puke? Shit your pants, have doo-doo drop puke in your mouth.
Oh, the girl drop. Doo-doo drop.
Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. Oh, God, that tastes like shellfish.
Jaden Theodore, so in WWE you could be fired for fake budget cuts, but rewarded with a tag title run for multiple DUIs.
Yeah.
It sure looks like it.
Right. Yeah. Hey, what happens when you drink and drive? You become tag champion.
Yeah. Wow.
By the way, Raw...
Wasn't like last time one of them was arrested? Like they immediately won the tag titles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was Jimmy, I think.
Again. Anyone else gets arrested, they immediately drop the titles.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. By the way, Raw had like a 200,000 increase in ratings. That's it. That's all John Cena did. 200,000.
All right, that was Goldberg.
1.9 million.
Yeah, he's going to say it was Goldberg. Right?
Which is still bad. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So they couldn't even get a 2.
That was Goldberg and Cena.
They couldn't even get a 2.
Yeah. Michael Santos, would any superstar shakeups or returns make SmackDown a Raw must-see? No. And then which wrestlers do you think would be better off switching shows?
I mean...
It doesn't matter. That's the thing.
Yeah, right.
Everyone's fought each other at this point, except for Edge,
right,
who has some people to fight.
Anyone who's going to go to SmackDown isn't going to win a title there. Because Roman's the fucking champ.
Like, even John Cena being back, like, yes, his segment was fun, but the rest of Raw, I could have just not watched, and I would have been totally fine.
Yeah.
You know... If John Cena only does 200,000, what would The Rock being on there even do? I'm sure it'd be better, but still, like, it's like, you know, star power just isn't going to cut it.
No.
Star power is not, they know it's limited, so it's not going to bring me to watch a show that I don't want to watch. It's the writing. It's how good the show is.
Yeah.
This week, Brad Pitt's going to be on Friends. Like, well, yeah, if I watch Friends, I'll see it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go run and find that show. I used to watch that. Let me watch one episode because Brad Pitt's going to be on it. It doesn't work like that. It just doesn't. The Rock would be the only person that it could possibly work with because he's the biggest movie star in the world. Yeah. But I bet it only goes up like 400,000 when he goes on.
Yeah.
Right. He was at the premiere of SmackDown, and that was so many numbers. Now, you could say part of that's The Rock, but it's also because it was the premiere of SmackDown on Fox. It was going to do very well. But then the next week, the ratings were down a million.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It went from 3.9 to 2.9.
Wow.
If I remember correctly.
Getting lower ever since.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Crazy.
Joey Montez, I'm going to read this exactly how he wrote it. Now, why the fuck is Bill old ass Goldberg back? He's the reason I sometimes hate WWE. He sinks, and I don't like him wiener. I either. I understand what you're trying to say there, Joey.
Yeah.
Asad Baksa, Pushfire Barry, John Cena's return at Money in the Bank 2021, Roderick Strong's heel turn at TakeOver New Orleans, and Triple H's pedigree to Seth and helps Kevin Owens win the Universal title. Yeah. Obviously push Kevin Owens winning the Universal title.
Yeah.
The other two are close because that's a great heel turn, but it's John Cena over Roderick Strong. That's tough. That heel turn was great, though.
I would say...
The heel turn. I mean, Cena coming back was just, something's happening on the show that we haven't seen. The heel turn was incredible if you're a fan.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. Jason Claver, update number 24, getting right around the golden era of WWE in 98 and enjoying it all, and WCW is getting comically bad. Still really find it annoying that Peacock sorts everything by seasons instead of years. It's not Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question of the
week. Sure want it to be.
Yeah. Who do you feel is the most underappreciated WWE wrestler of all time? Mm. Certainly gotten this before.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he's gotten a title. You can't say of all time. It'd have to be like a Damian Sandow or like a, you know, someone who's just completely been.
Well, we kind of did a bracket for that.
Roddy Piper.
You know, best wrestler to never win the big one.
Yeah, but check Piper was out. In every feud. Like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't say he was underappreciated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting one for sure.
Justin Stewart, if you were to make your ideal woman using body parts from WWE female wrestlers, whose face, body, ass, and I feel like we've gotten this a hundred times.
Yeah. I would say Keebler's legs, Keebler's face.
Well, I don't think he means.
I would say Keebler's what?
I think he means now, but yeah, that's a good. Alexa's face. Maybe
Mandy's face.
No.
She's hotter.
She's hotter?
Yeah, her face is. Yeah.
Her face is harder than Alexa's. Come on now.
Whoa.
Get the fuck out of here.
Whoa.
Rock Uso, Shawn Undertaker. Now that's Nikki Ash. Now that Nikki Ash is the Raw Women's Champion, are they going to bring back Molly Holly to be her sensei? Well, no. She won. She doesn't need her.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, he says Molly Holly could speak for Nikki because half the time sounds like she has a mouthful of marbles or Eric's nuts in her mouth.
Oh,
Eric.
Eric.
Sorry.
Did you
like, not really.
Did you ever comment that you liked her or something? Or
I don't know.
Didn't like her? I don't know. Okay.
Wow. All
right, interesting.
Way to go.
Good for you.
Jake?
I'm Raj. Yeah, it's true. I'm Raj Mali. Would you guys ever consider coming over to the UK for a Raw or SmackDown show? A couple of pints at the pub before and after with your UK contingent. No ducks allowed.
I mean, we do have a big fan base there, but that's a pretty big
trip. How big are your ducks? That's what we need to know.
Yeah, I mean, if they're like Joe-sized ducks, I don't know.
I don't know for a Raw or SmackDown, but if like they do like a big pay-per-view there, although it's hard to do that because...
Yeah.
Right, because of the time difference.
I guess you could do it during the day.
Yeah.
Who cares, right?
Right. I mean, if they did like, you know, I mean, they did SummerSlam there in what, 92?
Long time ago, yeah.
Something like that. I mean, if they did like a SummerSlam or WrestleMania and, you know, there's a good deal on the flight, then it'd be possible.
Right. Mm-hmm. Alex Verduzco, over under 6 weeks, Nikki's title reign. That's like, will she hold it past SummerSlam?
Right.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah,
no
I'm chance. Also going to say
no
that.
Chance.
No chance.
Yeah. Brian Pepe, just when I thought I was out, you pulled me back in. I stopped watching wrestling for about 8 years, other than Rumble and Mania. Then I found your pod, and now I'm back watching this shit program again because of you. So go fuck yourself.
What?
And thanks for keeping it all tolerable.
We get them viewers now?
It's like a little schizo.
Oh, my God. We have to do everything, WWE.
Yeah.
Seriously. Where's our money?
Yeah.
Lord Chulu, how and why did fucking Oldberg get a pop from the crowd? Unless it was fake cheers, I can't believe they were going to go through this shit again.
Yeah, we talked about it, yeah.
Carlos Ramirez, can you believe we live in a world where we do want Cena and Lesnar on TV? Also, I was hoping for Lesnar to be behind Goldberg's pyro as a swerve.
That would have been fucking great.
That would have been hilarious, but no chance.
I don't want Lesnar to come back if he's going to hold a title and never be there. Pass on that.
Well, I didn't say he was going to hold a title.
Yeah.
I'm not saying what you said. I'm saying they're saying, is it because we want to... I like Cena, so I like when he's back. And he usually stays for a few weeks. But I do not want to see a Lesnar return ever if he's just going to win a title in one night and then disappear for 3 months. We don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Ever.
Same for Goldberg.
Right. Yeah.
Alan Kimmett, Pushfire Barry, Paige gets tag teamed one night in China, sunny side up. Good Lord, man. I mean, two of them were not good during their videos.
Big E could cash in on Goldberg if he beats Lashley. The fans would pop huge for that.
Oh my God, he would be the most over guy ever.
There's no chance that happens.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I don't think that would happen. Mark Carver, they should call her Nikki Ass instead because that's all she has going for her.
Ass?
That was said by our fan Jalen.
Yeah. Jason Dearham is the reason for Jenner's whole bike storyline. Oh, if the reason for Jenner's whole bike storyline was to sell toys on WWE Shop... do you have a bad feeling all of Drew's stories are for a new children's book or animated series?
No.
Yeah, because they sold, it's like a Drew McIntyre on a motorcycle toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He stole Mahal's motorcycle.
Oh, boy.
Crystal Methodist, Cena, Goldberg, Edge, soon to be Lesnar. 2001 is going to be a great year for wrestling. Andy Piccone, why is needing help to beat a skinny 50-year-old man the reason... that the world should acknowledge Roman Reigns. It's because he's a heel, and heels say stupid things.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
Like, acknowledge me.
That's what heels do. They say they're the best when they cheat every match.
Yeah.
Vanguard 2, not a question. Just made the mistake of watching NXT episodes during the Samoa Joe, Nakamura, and Rude era. How did they
poison
them all? And that's the answer right there.
Poison.
Yeah. That man.
Yeah. McMahon gave them a lethal dose.
A lethal dose.
He's like, come get vaccinated. This is before COVID. About what?
And yeah.
Just put the poison right in them.
From being a top star.
That was your career.
Yeah. Jake Baker pushed Fire Barry cash-ins. Nikki Ash, Alexa Bliss, and Bayley. Push Alexa. Hers was great because she interrupted Nia
the
and
ones
Ronda.
That happened.
Yeah. Because they thought, oh, this is going to be Ronda's moment, but she fucked over Ronda and
beat
Nia. I would say Bayley second and Fire Nikki's.
Yeah.
Sure. Obviously. Nick Godson, does Oldberg win and Biggie cash in? Oh, there you go. Another one.
Right.
Probably this not.
Seems to be what everyone wants.
Too perfect.
Yeah. I'd rather Lashley retain and then Biggie just cash in on Lashley. I don't even want Goldberg to get a win again. Nathan Bain, I met y'all at Money in the Bank and y'all are super nice. And yes, my name is real. Y'all asked if it was real. Oh, like Bain is your last name?
Of course.
That's
a pretty
cool last name. Andrew Freilinger, does the Nikki storyline culminate in the Hurricane crowning her true superhero? That could happen. He's a backstage producer.
Yeah, right? For sure.
Certainly could. Probably next week. That's probably it. Bang. Like, he probably has some interaction with her. Brandon McDaniel, so does Vince expect us to just forget Roman versus Goldberg was supposed to happen? And why does he get a title shot? What was the last match he won? That's a good question.
That's true.
When's the last time he's won a fucking match?
Right.
Like Ziggler a few years ago?
Yeah, at SummerSlam.
He lost to Taker. He lost to McIntyre.
Good God.
He just has his free pass card.
That's it.
For life.
Yeah. Free out of jail.
Go right to the front of the line.
Yeah. DX Stryker, Charlotte's last four title reigns are a combined 19 days.
Wow.
Does she get to 17 before Cena or Orton?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Cena's ever winning another title. Yeah.
I don't know. A part of me is like 40% Cena wins at SummerSlam right now.
I would say like 0%. 1% it's Cena.
I keep telling Joe, it's Cena, share the old his reigns. Drugs. But
yeah, he's got movies to film.
I know. He could win a title and leave. I mean, fuck, look at Lesnar.
Drop Jesus. It the next night. Sure
or something.
Fozzy32, could they have a championship for slow ladder climbing? Some of them seem really good at it.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that climb halfway and then just stop and reach for the case.
Like they're gassed.
That's it.
Well, I'm still 7 feet away. I mean, try another ladder rung. That's a foot. Nope, 6 feet.
Yeah. That is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And become a supporter of the show. Check out our NXT AEW recaps. Check out our Money in the Bank recap. All our brackets, movie recaps, classic episodes of Raw and SmackDown for only $5 a month at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Boom.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Goldberg.
Always kill Goldberg.
Love that he can't really hold in his piss.
Josh. He's just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.